This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله، ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم، منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is indeed Allah's favor, grace and mercy that we have been given the tawfiq and the ability to gather on this blessed occasion of Jumu'ah, an occasion which in itself is manifest of Allah's desire and intention to forgive us and grant us His closeness. It is the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that al-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah, one jumu'ah salat till the next one, and 3 days beyond that. If the etiquettes of this occasion of Jumu'ah are observed and it is given its due regard, then for 10 days all the minor sins Allah forgives. Like this, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are replete with examples of the opportunities which Allah Ta'ala has given us to gain His forgiveness, to gain His nearness, to gain His mercy. One cannot help but be convinced that it is as if Allah is looking for some excuse by which He can forgive us. One narration, it comes that once Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he addresses him: إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُخَاطِبُنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيَقُولُ مَا لِي أَرَى فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانِ مِنْ صُفُوفِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. That Allah will address me, Jibreel, on the Day of Judgment, and Allah will ask me that why is it that such and such person is in the saf, in the group of those who are destined for hellfire. To this Jibreel will reply that, Ya Allah, in his entire life he didn't do any good deed. There was no good deed which could form the basis of his forgiveness. So Allah Ta'ala will address Jibreel and will say that wasn't there a day in the life of this person that he looked up to the heavens and he called out, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, O Benevolent, O Merciful, وَهَلْ مِنْ حَنَّانٍ وَمَنَّانٍ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ. O Jibreel, is there any other Hannan, Mannan being besides me, besides Allah? Who else was he calling out to? Jibreel says, فَأَخُذُهُ بِيَدِهِ مِنْ صُفُوفِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَأَدْخِلْهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That I will take this person, an individual whose entire life was spent in the disobedience of Allah, once with sincerity he called out to Allah, he says, I will take him by his hands from the saf of the Jahannamis and put him into Jannah. So merciful Allah is. Ya Dawood, لو يعلم المذنبون ما عندي من الأشواق. That, O Dawood, if the sinners had to come to know how much of shock, how much of love, how much of anticipation I have for them, لَتَقَطَّعَتْ أَوْصَالُهُمْ, their joy will be such that the limbs of their bodies would get separated as a result of their joy.
And O Dawood, if this is my love, if this is my shauk and my anticipation for the sinners, then what must be my love for those who are obedient to me? And we find, my respected brothers, that this mercy, shafqat and kindness of Allah has been multiplied for this ummah, the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of that Nabi of Allah. Abu Nu'ay mentions the riwayat in Hilya that Oha Allah Ta'ala ila Musa Nabi Bani Israel annahu man laqiyani wa huwa jahidun bi Ahmad adkhaltuhu an-nar. Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam that person who comes to me on the day of judgment and he has rejected Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will put him into Jahannam. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, waman Ahmad? O Allah, who is this Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Ta'ala addresses him and says, ma khalaqtu khalqan akrama alayya minhu. I have not created any creation more honored in my eyes than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَتَبْتُ إِسْمَهُ مَا إِسْمِي عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. I have written his name next to my name on my arsh. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَى جَمِيعِ خَلْقِي حَتَّى يَدْخُلَهَا هُوَ وَأُمَّتُهُ. And I have made Jannat haram upon my entire creation until Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah does not enter into Jannah. The mercy of Allah has been multiplied for this ummah, wherein Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومَةٌ. This is that ummah upon which the selected and special mercies of Allah are descending. This is that ummah which Jaleelul Qadr, Nabi of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi mentions the riwayat wherein he addresses Allah Ta'ala that Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan humu shafi'un wa humu al-mushaffa'un yawm al-qiyamah faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabb, I read in the scrolls, the scriptures that were revealed to me, mention of an ummah to come. They will intercede before you on the day of judgment, and their intercession will be accepted. Allah, make this my ummah. The reply comes, hum ummatu Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The no, Musa, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan yaqtuluna ahla al-dalala hatta annahum yaqtuluna al-a'war al-dajjal faj'alhum ummati. O my Rabb, I read in my Torah mention of an ummah to come. They will fight against batil and deviation to this extent that the one-eyed Dajjal will be destroyed on their hands. Faj'alhum ummati. O may Allah make this my ummah. The reply comes, hum ummatu Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, O Musa, this honor is reserved for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Virtue upon virtue, distinction upon distinction, status upon status. In fact, my respected brothers, if we look into the Quran, if we look into the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the glowing manner in which this ummah has been praised. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. آيَةً upon آيَةً. Izzat for this ummah, status for this ummah, honor for this ummah, khilafat of this earth for this ummah, rulership for this ummah. Look into the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nusirtu birrab masirat ashhar. My sahaba were outnumbered. My ummah will be outnumbered. The enemy will have the means. Everything will be at their disposal. Yet my ummah is such that the enemy will be 1 month's journey away, and already their hearts will be filled with fear for my ummah. Look into the pages of history, the glowing history and achievements of this ummah. And then, my respected brothers, for a short while, lift our eyes up away from the pages of Quran. Lift our eyes up away from the pages of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lift our eyes up away from the annals of history and look at the picture that this ummah today presents. Kicked from pillar to post, humiliated beyond recognition, being trampled upon, its little children slaughtered in front of its parents. Such persecution and such disgrace that there seems no way out. This ummah is helpless. The question that forms in the mind is that, is this the same ummah that Quran is speaking about? Is this the same ummah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prays in that manner? Is this the same ummah that the books of history, their achievements are being related? Let us understand, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. Allah's promises of izzat, dignity, honor, status, superiority, khilafat are haqq. It is the truth. The sovereignty of this earth does not lie in the hands of any government. It lies in the hands of one Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Poverty, want, need in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. وَأَبْكَ. Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death in the hands of Allah. وَأَحْيَا. Life in the hands of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ. كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ. فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants to happen, in the time Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ. And that which Allah doesn't want, let all the forces, all the armies, all the governments, all the technologies of this world get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never ever happen. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهٌ. He is the ilah of the heavens and He is the ilah of this earth. Rulership, dignity, status, nobility is in the hands of Allah. It does not lie in the hands of any government. If this ummah is being humiliated, if this ummah is being trampled upon, its problem does not lie with lack of means. Its blame does not lie with governments, does not lie with superpowers, does not lie with educational institutions. The taluk and relationship of this ummah is between it and Allah. Decisions on this earth happen on the irada, on the qudrat, on the will of Allah. Allah has promised this ummah sovereignty. Allah has promised this ummah status, dignity and honor. But these promises are on sifat. These promises are on qualities. These promises are on iman and a'mal. These are not empty promises. Jaleelul Qadr Nabi of Allah again is calling out to Allah on the sifat of this ummah. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan kaffaratu khatayahum as-salawatul khams faj'alhum ummati. Oh my Rabb, I read in my Torah mention of an ummah to come. They will perform 5 times daily salah. In return for this, you will expiate and wipe away their sins. They will be sinless. Thousands of years before this ummah can come into existence, the salah of this ummah is being spoken about. The desire for this ummah to fight against batil is being spoken about. Jummah salah, masjid is packed. As the brother is leaving the masjid, tap his shoulder and ask him, that by next week, Jummah Salah, are you coming back? He says, what? How can you insult me by asking me such a question? Of course I'll be here for Jummah Salah. Then softly whisper and ask the same person, that by Asr Salah are you coming for? And he says, inshallah, we'll see. Make dua. Allah make it easy for me. Masjid is brimming Jummah Salah. The next Salah after that, one or two serfs. As if the only Salah that is farz is Jummah Salah. This has become our attitude to deen. That this dunya has become important. And the purpose and object for which Allah has sent us to this world, that we have forgotten about. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwahi ummatan hum khayrul umam. He says, oh my Rabb, I read in my Torah mention of an ummah to come. They are the best of every ummah. Look at the status, nobility of this ummah. Look at how it is being praised. As we mentioned, it is on sifat, on amal. Allah doesn't have rishta, lineage or link with anyone, that on the basis of this one is given superiority over the other. The Arabs were generally a nation that were very interested in this question of lineage. Once the Kufar in Makkah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, make bayan, elucidate, explain, expound on the lineage of Allah. Immediately Jibreel is sent with the surah of the Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ. Say unto them, He is Allah, He is one, He is alone, He is independent, He does not beget, nor was He begotten, and there is none like unto Allah. Allah doesn't have rishta or lineage or link with anyone. If superiority is given, there is a reason. Khalik-e Kainat, Allah Himself praises this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummah. You the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the best of every ummah. Why? Ukhrijat linnas. You were taken out. You were selected. You were chosen. You were sent for the hidayat of mankind. For the benefit of mankind. Ra'isul Mufassireen, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, makes tafsir of Ukhrijat linnas. He says, when you were conceived in the womb of your mothers, Allah conceived you for the effort of hidayat. Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu makes tafsir of Ukhrijat linnas. Man sarrahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-umma falyu'addi shart Allahi fiha. That person who takes satisfaction, happiness, pride from the fact that Allah has made him of this ummah, فَلْيُؤَدِّ شَرْطَ اللَّهِ. Let him fulfill the condition, not that the Tabligh Jamaat has put on him, not that any organization has put on him. شَرْطَ اللَّهِ. Let him fulfill the condition that Allah has placed upon this ummah. That each one individually has been selected, chosen, sent for hidayat. The Nabi of this ummah is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin Rasulallahi wa Khataman Nabiyyin wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima. He was the seal of prophethood. Yet his risalat and his message of hope and peace and his mercy had to last till Qiyamah. Nubuwwat ended upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's qasam, the effort of nubuwwat did not end upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he finished himself, gave everything that was possible to be given, sacrifice upon sacrifice. His daughters were given talaq, he bore that. Intestines of camels were put on his back in salah, that also he tolerated. In Taif, 6 miles pelted and pelted and pelted till the flesh split open and the blood started pouring from his body till his Mubarak feet were clogged with blood. Near members of his family were slaughtered in front of his eyes. All this was tolerated. 23 years of hardship, of suffering. For one cause, one mission. Ya Allah, save this ummah from Jahannam and grant them Jannat. till finally on the plains of Arafat, he prepares an ummah. Hal ballaght? After giving his sermon, one question, have I conveyed, have I made tabligh? This tabligh is not the work of a jamaat or a group. On no other tenet of deen did he ask, have I fulfilled the haqq of it? Only on tabligh. Why? Because this is the root. Dawat is ummahatul hasanat. Dawat and tabligh is the mother of every good deed. If this ummah will be on its object of dawat and tabligh, the whole deen will come alive. Sahaba in one voice, they had seen his sacrifice. بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله حق جهادي. يا رسول الله, you have fulfilled your mission. You have fulfilled your mission. There was no other sacrifice that it was possible for you to give that you did not give. Then he says, Allahumma shahad, oh Allah, you be a witness. Then hadith mutawatir, which there can be no doubt about. فَلْيُبَلِّغْ شَاهِدُكُمْ غَائِبَكُمْ. Oh my ummah, now there's a responsibility to carry my deen to the four corners of the world. The cry and the pain of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that concern and fitr for which he finished himself, the sahaba say, azizun ka azizil mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from his heart. With the cry and the pain for the hidayat of his ummah, he said, oh my sahaba, carry my message to the four corners of the world. They understood what it meant to be in this ummah. They understood the barakat and the blessings of the khatm nubuwwat of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They understood the basis upon which this ummah was given superiority, dignity and honor. Respected brothers, we'll terminate on just one hadith. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعرفت في وجهي أن قد حضره شيء فتوضأ وما كلم أحد ثم دخل المسجد صعد للمنبر حمد الله وأثنى عليه. She says, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم entered into my home. By looking at his noble countenance, I immediately perceived that something of great importance and significance had occurred. He did not speak to anyone, made wudu, went into the masjid and began the khutbah. فَلَسِقْتُ بِالْحُجْرَةِ أَسْمَعُ مَا يَقُولُ. She says, I put my ear against the door, wall of my hujra to listen attentively to what he has to say. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, O mankind, O my ummah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ, Allah says to you, مُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You will have to make the effort of deen. This deen is your responsibility. This deen cannot die in front of your eyes while you sit back. Enjoying good, forbid evil, strive for my deen. Otherwise, based on the siyaq of other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned his ummah that if you will turn your back on this responsibility which Allah has entrusted you with, the responsibility of khatm nubuwwat, if you will turn your back on this, not only have you hurt yourself, not only have you made zulm on yourself and your families, you have made zulm on the whole insaniyat. This ummah is not an ummah that will sit back while mankind goes towards Jahannam. Our Nabi was the last Nabi, there is no new Nabi to come. When Bedini has spread in every direction, ask ourselves the question, whose responsibility is this? Is some farishta going to come down? It is our iman, no farishta is going to come. No new Nabi is going to come. This cry, this pain of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's qasam, is the responsibility of each reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have to open up our eyes to our responsibility. This is not the work of some jamaat. Allah filled the qabr of Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi with nur, that Allah used his worry to create this vessel to make it easy for us to fulfill our responsibility. Now to feel that that is some jamaat's work or some group's work, yet come akli hai bhai. It's a lack of intelligence. Asal baat nafs nahi maan rahe bhai. Our nafs hasn't accepted. Allah has not sent us to become shopkeepers and lawyers and doctors and engineers. That is in its place. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You were taken out for hidayat. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِي Strive in the way of Allah to its haqq. هُوَجْتَبَاكُمْ Allah chose you for this. You were selected. In this Allah has kept your safety. In this Allah has kept your security. In this Allah has kept your prosperity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you will not do this, Allah will send halat and conditions, trials and tribulations. You will be trampled upon. You will be humiliated. At that time you will turn to Allah. قَبْلَ أَن تَدْعُونِي فَلَا أُجِيبَكُمْ وَتَسْتَنْصِرُونِي فَلَا أَنْصُرَكُمْ وَتَسْأَلُونِي فَلَا أُعْطِيَكُمْ You will turn and you will make dua to Allah. Allah will not answer your duas. You will seek the help of Allah, Allah will not help you. You will ask from Allah, He will not grant. فَمَا زَادَ عَلَيْهِنَّ حَتَّى نَزَلْ He did not add anything to this and He came down from the minbar. This ummah has been shown the solution to all its maladies and all its problems. Come back to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no other way. Our day has to become his day. Our night has to become his night. Our fitr, our concern, our object has to become his object. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.